Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Thanks, Eamon and John. You're listening to News Talk's Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, coming to you live from Donegal today. Great to be home. Lovely to be back in the county. We're coming to you from the Allingham Arms Hotel here in Bundoran. It's a fabulous day. Certainly living up to its name, Sunny Bunny. The sun is out and it's just spectacular sitting here looking out from the Key West restaurant right out onto the Donegal Bay. Just a beautiful, beautiful day. We've lots to come on the show. We're going to be talking about the impact of foreign direct investment to the county, in particular in Letterkenny, the IT there as well. We'll be speaking to those behind that. Fianna Fáil's Mark McSharry is going to be with us on the show in about an hour's time to talk politics here locally as well. Of course, the mica issue within the county being a hot topic at the moment. We'll be chatting hospitality too. And look, it's been a really difficult year for the hospitality sector, and it's a county that's so heavily reliant on tourism, on hospitality. So to come back yesterday evening to drive through Letterkenny, first of all, right down through the county, through Stranorlar, Ballybuffet, in through Donegal Town and Ballyshannon, and to see businesses reopened, places with their chairs, their tables back out in front of their premises again, is fantastic. And I'm sure fantastic for so many of those involved. We stayed here in the Allingham Arms Hotel, last night. It's a family-run business. Great to be here. Great local warm welcome. Nice sea bass too on the table, which is always a lovely choice and a lovely welcome to get to. But we woke up this morning, pulled the curtains back to, as I said, the most beautiful, stunning views looking out over Donegal. So it has to be said, huge credit to those behind the property here too. We want to stay with hospitality though, because it's something we've been covering here on the show. We've been talking to so many people over the last couple of months. We're joined here by Maurice McLaughlin, who's the owner of Sean Oakes Bar in Ballyshannon, only a mere 7-8 kilometres in the road. And Peter and Elizabeth McIntyre, who are both the owners here, the proprietors of the Allingham Arms Hotel. We'll be joined by a couple of others too on the panel a little bit later. But Peter, I might start with yourself. I suppose you're known to so many as the front of house here at the hotel. You must be buzzing to just be back.
We are absolutely delighted. We started off a couple of months ago getting the hotel ready. We thought it wouldn't be to the end of June. It looked like at the end of June at that stage before we got open, but we started when we closed on the 26th of September last year for outdoor dining. We've done a veranda out the front and it's absolutely flat class and it's working very well. So we're delighted with that.
How has business been, Peter? Like, when you give us a sense of what it's like to close down a hotel, it's a big operation, there's a lot of money invested, involved in it. So what has the pandemic been like for you?
The pandemic has been a disaster for me because this hotel has been known all over Ireland as the country music capital of Ireland. So we would have 175 dances a year. We do dances on a Friday night and a Saturday night, and we do a Sunday session. My daughter Anya started a Sunday session from 7 to 9 on Sunday evening, which is a great idea. So we were open all year round, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we were open June, July, August, September, October. So it has been devastating for the country music business that I'm in for the last 27 years. It's going about 28 or 29 years. My promoter, Paddy Bradley, is still with me, and just it's absolutely devastating for our business because we don't know where we're going, we don't know where we're going to be opening, we don't know anything, you know, where it's going to go.
Yeah, your partner, not just your life partner, but your business partner, your wife, Elizabeth, is here with us too. Elizabeth, it's been so difficult for so many of the businesses, and like how do you manage that in terms of when you've so many employees as well? Because it's not just your own, you know, career and future and investment you're looking after, but it's those you employ as well.
Yeah, it's very tough, Andrea. Well, first of all, to welcome you all to Bundoran, as you said, on this beautiful sunny morning. We're delighted to be open and being able to host you here today. It's been fabulous. I suppose the first lockdown came from the middle of March last year, and nobody knew. It was all the unknown. So, I mean, you first were told you had to close down. You thought it was just a week or two. You got the staff together. You said, look, hold out a couple of weeks. We'll be back up and running again. a lot of our staff would be like married with their families dependent on them. It's not just all young staff, that's more the seasonal staff. So we would have felt a big responsibility towards our staff. So for the first couple of weeks, you were kind of looking after your full-time employees, and then it developed and it was escalating. It was going to be a month, it was going to be 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and you're thinking, oh, when are we going to get open? So I suppose a lot of them had to go in the PUP payment, and it was very difficult for them, I suppose, to live off that. No more than, this is a family-run hotel, as you said, Andrea, both myself and Peter are full-time here. Our two children, Sean and Anya, both are full-time in the hotel. So all of a sudden, overnight, there's four of us, nothing to do, no work. All we're used to is work all our lives. We work 7 days a week. And then our staff here is like an extension to our family. Most people would know that. They're with us a long, long time. And anybody that ever comes to work here will say the same. It's like coming to work for a family, or part of a family. So because it was very, very difficult.
You have a lot of very long-term staff as well, Elizabeth, which I think is a real, you know, sign of the loyalty that the staff have to the press.
Like, we would have a lot of staff 10 years plus with us, and then seasonal staff would come back season after season. But anyway, we got over that first shutdown, and once we got open last year in July, we thought, okay, right, we can do this. It was, as I said, nobody knew, it was the unknown, so it wasn't that difficult, I suppose, to get back up and running again. But when we did, well, first of all, we had lost our country music scene, so we were dealing with a completely different market to what we were normally accustomed to.
And just to give people a sense, Elizabeth, of what that music scene is, because this is kind of, it's your big acts and the come and perform, but it attracts a huge wide demographic from right across the region, right across the Northwest.
It does indeed, Andrea. I mean, from the whole of Ireland. Get a lot from England and Scotland and all for the country music, and I suppose predominantly our market was that, which would have been more sort of a 40 plus market. It wouldn't have been as such a family market. You would have got a few families in that during the summer, but it was people that, you know, they were self-sufficient now in life and had mortgages paid. There was a good spend from them, and that was our clientele. We knew our marketing, we knew where we needed to promote, and all of a sudden we're thrown in here, that market was pulled from under us. I suppose the fact people couldn't do the foreign travel, the staycation took off. So that was totally new to us, and we were actually quite lucky last summer. The market came to us.
Okay.
We didn't have to go looking for the market because of Bundoran being a destination, and I think the whole west coast of Ireland found the same. And hoping like that we did create a great customer experience last year and that we're getting quite a lot of repeat business this year.
Okay.
But again, it's all a new market to us.
Yeah. We'll come back to maybe, I suppose, the future and the opportunities that have perhaps presented themselves during the pandemic in a moment, Elizabeth. But I want to bring in Maurice McLaughlin as well. Maurice is the owner of Sean Oakes Bar in Ballyshannon. I suppose you kind of fall under that category, Maurice, the dreaded phrase, the wet pub. But you've been closed a really long time.
Oh, Andrea, closed since March the 15th, bar 3 days. But, you know, before I go on, just listening to Elizabeth there, great to be in Bundoran this morning, and great to get held up in traffic in Bundoran was my first initial reaction as I came in here. And, you know, we had a nostalgic moment out there, myself and Elizabeth, thinking about, I was thinking about where I started off in the hospitality industry, you know, 40 years ago last week, up the street there with your late grandmother was, you know, her. I got the bug was bitten, and then I was fortunate enough to work for the late Sean McAniff and Brian in Bundoran here, you know, and looking out at the weather, and I was thinking to myself, the boss is definitely putting the weather on, you know, today for us. But having said all that and that spiel over, yeah, it's been difficult. There's no doubt about that, you know, March the 15th, and Elizabeth touched on it there, and she touched about, you know, the opening and the yo-yo effect, and we were led to the trough a few times, you know. I remember last July, really, you know, being up for it and having everything placed clean, really ready to go, and then bang, closed again. Then, you know, in September, we did get open for the 3 days, and Donegal was put into level 3, and we were closed again. So, you know, from a personal motivation point of view, it's been very difficult for people. There's no doubt about it. It's been very difficult for the, you know, publicans, people like Elizabeth and Peter, you know, myself, you know, a lot of the publicans I talked to, that was the biggest factor, to keep motivated. Now, people would say it has been a period of self-reflection, which is true.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of walking.
No doubt about it. A lot of walking, a lot of running. But, you know, I came back and started to prepare there, you know, for the bar. I didn't do the outdoor stuff like a lot of the rest of the people. I was just talking to Elizabeth about it out there, you know. Coming from doing that and getting back into it. There are a lot of challenges ahead. I would be seriously optimistic about the future, but it is going to be a challenging time ahead. There's no doubt about it.
I don't want to focus too much on the negative, because obviously we're here to celebrate the reopening and to look back on, you know, on two and three kind of fairly positive weeks for so many businesses. But was there ever a period, Maurice, in the last couple of months that you thought, you know what, the shutters are down, I've had them up for 3 days and I might just walk away from this now? Like, you've talked about 40 years in the industry.
I'm still young enough. I started young, Andrea. Don't write me off yet. Several of
not at all.
No. All joking aside, that period came for me last summer. You know, after the July one, that really I probably then would have been at my lowest ebb with it. You know, not my lowest ebb.
Yeah.
You know, a point where I thought, you know, is it time to seek out, you know, a career elsewhere or go and work for somebody or that type of stuff. But, you know, no, thankfully, and every time I go into the bar, I know the buzz is there. That's what I do. That's what I know, you know. As I say, you know, from working in this industry so long, I just really enjoy that. I enjoy the social hub aspect of it.
Yeah.
I enjoy meeting people. You know, it's more than a job.
Some of the other points I wanted to touch on as well, like, when you were preparing for the reopening period, Peter, did you just sit down and decide, look, we don't know when the country music scene's going to come back. Is it time to start looking now at a new kind of clientele or a new sector?
That's exactly what happened. Andrea, my daughter, my marketing manager here, Anya, and she even decided to open a horse box. Her and Gavin Geller decided to open a horse box out the front and a coffee pod, that's doing very well for them. But we then had to decide what we were going to do. So we had, you know, Wild Atlantic Way was a massive help to us, an absolutely brilliant help to us. Like, it's Ireland's Gold Coast, you know, and customers tell me it's the jewel in the crown. Donegal is, you know, so we're delighted with that. And then we're surrounded by beaches around here. We have, you know, two in Bundoran, we have Murva, Rosnaula, Strigia and Mullaghmore. So that's all around here, you know. And, you know, and if you come to Donegal once, throw one thing, sure, you'll definitely be back. So we had to go in a different market completely. We're getting a newer market. It's a 21 and up market. It's a brand new market for us. We were used to over 40s and stuff like that there. And we're delighted with the young ones coming to, like, they're from all parts of the county. I was chatting to people from Tipperary, Offaly, Cork, Waterford, Dublin, Kildare, they're all coming to this area now. They never came before, let's be honest about it. They never came. We were predominantly a Northern Ireland market that came from the 12th of July to the 15th of August. When you go back in the history of Bundoran, we're open now 52 weeks of the year, and we're very proud of that. And that's brilliant for us.
Yeah, very much a seasonal clientele, I suppose, as well. If you're just joining us here on Lunchtime Live on News Talk, we're coming to you live from the Allingham Arms Hotel here in Bundoran today. Also joining us as well on the panel is Martina Rafferty. Martina is the owner of the Waterfront Hotel in Dunloe, not too far away from here, but still within the county as well. Martina, tell us about your own year. How has that been?
We've, again, a very difficult year, Mary, and many of our providers here. We also had some positives because we're quite close to the Laboratory Randox. We were able to remain open to February, so our closure was much shorter than most.
Okay, as due to the fact that if you had essential hospitality, you're essential customers, yeah. Okay, and how has that been?
That had its own challenges as well, because these customers were very different from the type of customer that we would have used to being taken in. So it was very much about coming in and having a very early breakfast. They would have been out all day working and returned in the evening, but we tailored the business to cater for that.
Yeah. Give us a sense, Martina, of what the Waterfront Hotel is like in Dunloe.
So the Waterfront Hotel is a stunning 4-star property, similar views to what I'm looking at here, stunning coastal views on the Wild Atlantic Way. We have 49 beautifully appointed ensuite bedrooms, and there's a huge investment of cash going into the Waterfront at the moment, and we turned the keys there on Monday on a brand new state-of-the-art Inish Fitness.
Okay, and how long are you open?
We are now opened 4 years in total.
Okay, 4 years. So you're relatively new, really, and then you get the pandemic thrown in the middle of all of that. It's
absolutely. We're also in the process of opening, or were, a second hotel called Sweeney's Hotel, a boutique hotel, with RTE actually following us, making a documentary. So that proved challenging as well, because of course, with not just hospitality but construction, also, you know, at a standstill, it just really delayed a lot of activity that would actually possibly be open today.
Okay, you are open though now.
We are indeed. Yeah. We are indeed, and busier than ever.
Yeah, it's going well.
It is. We ran a lot of online campaigns from literally my kitchen table. So, but in doing so, you know, keeping budgets to an extreme minimum, maximising opportunity when we could. Mm-hmm. So we started about maybe 2 months prior to the announcement. And thankfully, we've seen occupancy up at levels of 80 and 90% for the months ahead.
Yeah. If you're just joining us here on the programme, as always, you can get in touch with us. The number, it's 1890 453 106 if you'd like to join us on the show this afternoon. Or you can text in as well, the News Talk text line, of course, 53106. I wanted to ask you, Elizabeth, about that and that kind of, I suppose, the change maybe in occupancy rates and looking at that different type of clientele that Peter mentioned a few moments ago. Do you see a future in that now for the long term?
Andrea, definitely. I suppose we got our eyes opened last summer to a completely new market, which we had blinkers on, maybe because of our country music. Because you did say earlier, you know, about not to be all negative or whatever. Yeah. There is positives to take from this COVID in that we have exposed ourselves to a new market, a completely new market. And I suppose my daughter, being the sales and marketing executive here in the hotel, she is tapping into that. She's very big into her social media, where we would be very weak. We're a different generation. And that social media is really paying off, because we're getting an awful lot of young yuppie couples, as you would call them, you know, anything from 25 to 35. And as everybody knows, they're the age group of people that have the big spend now. I mean, nothing phases them price-wise or anything like that.
Okay.
So it's definitely a completely new market. And I suppose the other positive to take, if you have to take positives from COVID, I suppose having been used to working, we didn't sit idle over the winter, no more than Peter alluded to earlier. I mean, we had our planning permission got for our terrace out the front there. It's been a huge enhancement to the actual entrance into the hotel. We also refurbished completely the dining room, which we would never have had the opportunity to do previous to this. I mean, been talking and chatting about it for the last 2/3 years. It needed it, but we didn't have the opportunity to do it. And again, I suppose our public toilets, which is something that you can't go at either when you're open to the public 52 weeks of the year.
Yeah.
And we got all that done. So we've kept ourselves quite busy over the winter for that. And it was great to open up and have something fresh and something new to offer our guests.
It's interesting when you talk about maybe changing and looking for a different clientele, because to my mind, I've actually was here before. I did a report for the Pat Kenny show a couple of years back on the you know, I suppose the whole emergence of the country music scene and how it's attracting young people. I've also been down here myself once before, believe it or believe it not, to one of your country nights for an hour. But they're a late night as well, like even for you and for all the staff working. Like, if one thing COVID has presented the opportunity of the earlier closing time, and it's a little bit more European. It's not that kind of late night nightclubby scene that comes with the music industry.
Without a doubt, Andrea, we're turning more into the Europeans. A lot of people are quite happy with the 11:30 closing. I mean, we have, hypothetically speaking, about hopefully getting the dances back towards the end of October, and we certainly aren't going to be running them going forward from 12 to 2 a.m. We're talking about possibly starting them at maybe 10:30, finishing at 12:30.
So it'll be wagon wheel all afternoon. So
spot on, Andrea, and a lot more afternoon shows for people. I mean, having staff here to 4 o'clock in the morning and then back in the next day, those days, I think we've learned our lesson. They're gone.
Yeah, and that's a major shift, really, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. And, you know, like, I mean, I would actually be delighted ourselves for it. I mean, people are an awful lot fresher coming into you. As you know yourself, you're saying you landed here one night, and I'm sure it probably wasn't by choice. It was probably for the late night drink.
I don't know about that.
As a lot do, coming from elsewhere. And a lot of people won't admit to coming to the Allingham, because there's kind of, oh, no, you can't be seen to be at the Allingham. You're country and, you know, an older age group. But you're right, actually. I suppose the jive scene was reinvented again by Nathan Carter and Derek Ryan and Mike Denver, Jimmy Buckley. Those type of bands has definitely attracted much younger clientele to that market.
What about you, Morris? I mean, do you, when you get, I suppose, really back open officially, or when the indoor drinking is allowed and tables and dining come the 5th of July, do you see your own kind of setup changing somehow?
Oh, most definitely. It'll have to change in the short term, but you know, we would hope, I'd be, as I said, cautiously optimistic that things will start to return to some type of normality. Now, we will have to adapt, as both Peter and Elizabeth spoke about there. But there's a whole huge area there, you know, and what they spoke about the music industry in general. You know, and there's a lot of little kind of one-man bands, you know, that are have struggled through this pandemic as well, you know, which in conjunction, we'll say, with that wet pub name that we don't mention anymore, you know. But, you know, there's a huge area there. I would hope to see, you know, especially with the vaccine, the way it's been rolled out and this country, and, you know, I know there's a lot of talk about different variants and everything, but the numbers seem to be stabilising. Everything seems to be going in the right direction. For my business to survive that, you know, the type of the, well, you know, the type yeah. of the pub that it is,
yeah.
you know, the people need to be back sitting at the bar. You know, we need to get to that place. Mm. Okay, we're talking about adapting and everything else and going the European way, but, you know, we have that Irish, you know, society, and yeah. definitely I would look forward to that, you know, and I see that coming, yeah. you know, hopefully yeah, within okay. the next, yeah, no, I would see it coming within the next 6 months, because, like, what's the difference? We're 2 metres apart here. If Elizabeth or Peter in their lovely bar here, people can sit 2 metres apart yeah. there as well at a bar counter, and most bar counters are 2 metres deep anyway.
Yeah,
you know, so there's, yeah. you know, there has to come common sense into this as well.
Okay, what about yourself, Martina? Do you? What are your thoughts, your hopes, I suppose, now for the next, well, the rest of 2021?
I think the biggest one for all of us is the opening up of the airlines, and I suppose the overseas market as well, because okay. there's so much more. I mean, it's fantastic to have the local business. But we have to remember that, you know, we have 12 months in the year, so seasonality is everything for places, no more than here today and myself. I feel that, you know, as they say, never put all your eggs in the one basket. So we tend to, you know, have various, and I mean, not to forget about the wedding market as well. That would be a very big market for us.
In the waterfront?
In the waterfront,
okay,
yes.
Right. How many weddings roughly would you do a year?
We could do anything up to 70 to 80 weddings a year.
So you've taken a big hit, so on that?
We have, certainly. And of course, the change in what we're seeing for the, you know, particularly the future months, the weddings have just gone from those large, you know, typical Donegal numbers where they're up in the 280 plus, right down to 25 or 50, and we're hoping 100, but that would be another sector. And of course, then you have the overseas tour operators that maybe year on year would have, you know, bookies. I'm sure Peter would be very similar to me in that level. Mm. They're coming here to see the country, and with the whole restrictions on airlines, that very much also alleviates that market for us right now.
Are you relying a lot as well, Martina, on the local, the Donegal airport?
We do. We use the Donegal Airport because it had 12 through access routes to the US. So we heavily promoted 2 years ago in Milwaukee with Donegal Tourism. We also, particularly the Dublin flight is very important, you know, even not just for the tourists, but the locals alike. So yeah. absolutely it's affect us too.
Peter, your own thoughts for the year ahead?
I hope it's as good a year as last year, and we hope to be open, never to close again. And just when I'm just finishing here now, Andrea, I would like to thank all my staff. I got about 95% of my staff back.
Okay.
They've been very loyal to me, and we're delighted with that.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank all the customers that didn't come back last year because there were no country music on, and they'll come back again. So I'm delighted, and thanks very much.
Yeah, we talk a lot, Peter, actually. Just funny when you mention that about staff and a lot of difficulties for businesses and getting staff back. Was staff retention a problem for you? Well, obviously not, if you're saying 95% came back.
It would have been a problem. I had to go and chat to a lot of staff, and I had to get staff back out of factories and stuff like that myself. So I had to do a bit of persuasion myself to get, because there's a lot of people didn't want to sit down. They didn't want the 350, be honest about it, and got jobs yeah. in factories and stuff like that. So
They changed the career,
so they're back at it again anyway. So just, I'm delighted.
Just to finish, Peter, you know, for people that know you and maybe have been here and stayed in the Allingham Arms Hotel before, I suppose you're very well known for your kind of front of house and your approach, and you go around the tables and you chat to people. And I suppose pre-COVID you were, you know, a great man for shaking hands and talking to people and all of that. But is that, did you miss that? Like, I imagine for you that must have been a real hit.
It was unbelievable. Like, my phone would be hopping every day, like, yeah. you know, and even meeting the different people. And I am so delighted, to be honest about you, I am so delighted to meet people again. meet new regulars, meet all the new faces, and that's what it's all about. And we're in the hospitality industry, and it's great to meet all the new faces again.
Absolutely. Well, you've certainly given us a very warm welcome, I should say, here at the Allingham Arms. Peter McIntyre, Elizabeth McIntyre, Maurice McLaughlin, and also Martina Rafferty, thank you all for your time here on the panel on Lunchtime Live today. Coming up in a few moments' time, we're going to be talking about the impact all of this has had and the hopes for the music industry.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.